Good afternoon and welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi. It's also live across Ghana's 16 regions and on TuneIn and at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, more pressure mounts on President Akufo-Addo to take decisive action to end galamsey. We have more as the Ghana Medical Association threatens industrial action.
By power, as we have it in our constitution, ultimately resides in the president. And he must take the lead and say that enough is enough.
You say we cannot guarantee industrial harmony if our demands are not heeded.
Yes, absolutely.
Also on galamsey, former president of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Churches, Reverend Frimpong Manson, wants church leaders to break silence and lead protests against government.
All church leaders, let us not just go on Sunday morning, preach wonderful sermons, take offerings and tithes, and come home and think all is well. We are heading towards a national doom. Go out and demonstrate, even if it is to the Jubilee House.
And later in the bulletin, we'll tell you about the top traditional Botswana group, Culture Spears, and how they're using their music and social media to bridge the gap between the young and the old.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Culture Spears.
These and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Details and now. Pressure is mounting on President Akufo-Addo to take decisive action against illegal mining following a recent Joy News investigation. The report revealed that forest reserves and water bodies have been severely impacted by galamsey activities. The Ghana Water Company Limited and the Water Resources Commission both warned that Ghana could start importing water within 8 years if the issue is not addressed urgently. The Ghana Medical Association has now joined the call, making demands on the president with a threat of industrial action if these demands are not met. Professor Ernest York is vice president of the Ghana Medical Association. He spoke on Newsfile a while ago.
Those of us on this table, those of you watching us, listening to us, when was the last time you drank tap water? Nobody. We don't. So already we are afraid, and it's affecting us. So we don't want it to get worse. Even the sachet water and the bottled water that we're using, how safe are they? We are now importing water. So yes, we probably are there, but we're saying that better late than never. Okay. We can't change course. And that is why we are saying that the president, who wields the ultimate power, the executive president, because the sovereignty resides in the people, but power, as we have it in our constitution, ultimately resides in the president. He must take the lead and say that enough is enough. Let's pause.
You have three main demands.
Yes, we do.
A total ban on small-scale mining operations with immediate effect, whether legal or illegal. When I read that portion, I said, they mean business.
No, we do.
Then two, that there should be a clampdown on all persons who flout the directives and prosecute them expeditiously. We cannot guarantee industrial harmony if our demands are not heeded.
Yes, absolutely.
Meanwhile, security expert Professor Kwesi Enin says organized labor must get into the fight just as they do to compel government to pay them their benefits.
Politics is too serious a business to be left for politicians. And they realize the importance of the voices that are coming up. Too little, too late, but nevertheless useful. I mean, institutions have issued statements. Where were they when this problem started? Why have people kept so quiet so long? Because of their fancy positions, because of their Cap 71 benefits. The levels of hypocrisy that we've demonstrated in our beloved Ghana shows to me that when we raise our voices and sing the national anthem, we don't even mean it. We don't understand the words in it. We don't understand the rights and the duty that we have as Ghanaians.
Still on galamsey, former president of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Reverend Professor Paul Frimpong Manso, wants church leaders to mobilize their congregations to protest against illegal mining menace. Speaking to Raymond Akwa upfront, the former general superintendent of the Assemblies of God Church emphasized that only through such mass protests can government be pressured to take a decisive action. The campaign against illegal mining has been on for days, with government yet to address the concerns.
My colleague church leaders, we are preparing the people for heaven. We are not preparing deaf people to heaven. We must preach the truth like Jeremiah and Amos. We might be, people will hate us. They will fight us. They will not understand us. But that is what Desmond Tutu and the others did to liberate South Africa from apathy. What is happening now is more dangerous and deadly than apathy. And all church leaders, let us not just go on Sunday morning, preach wonderful sermons, and get applause of the people, take offerings and tithes, and come home and think all is well. It is, our nation is being destroyed. We are heading towards a national doom, and better late than never. I wish even by coming Sunday, church leaders will wear red bands, go out and demonstrate, even if it is to the Jubilee House or to wherever, they must go. Let us not allow the elections sidetrack us from a reality. To me, this is more than elections.
Well, as churches deliberate on their next steps, the deterioration of land, soil, water bodies and air continues at an alarming rate. Dr. Eric Juma is a lecturer from the Department of Environment and Safety at the University of Mines and Energy, and it's warning that without immediate action, we risk irreversible destruction of essential elements that sustain life.
We've had data reporting levels of this toxic element in almost all biomolecules, urine, breast milk. So imagine the breast milk that you are feeding a baby with is toxic or is contaminated with heavy metals, predominantly mercury. So what are you feeding your child with? So the data I'm talking about here is not limited to the Galamseyers. Neither is it limited to we, those who live in the mining communities. It's eventually going to be a national issue. So we call it ecotoxicology. So the farmer is going to use the polluted water to irrigate the crops and bring it to the market, where then becomes you, your fate. Now, directly to the farmer, as you rightly said, may not have money to mechanize borehole and still be living to a mess of this polluted water, both for bathing, for cooking, and all that you can think of. Now, when we come to exposure to environmental contaminants, either by ora, as in you eating it, ingesting it directly, either by derma, bathing with the polluted water, or by inhalation.
Now, the best onto the Botswana music scene in 2025 and in 2005, I beg your pardon, more than two decades later, they're still making waves, remaining the toast of both the young and the old. That's the story of the Tswana traditional music group based in Botswana called Culture Spares. Max Olakmagwa caught up with them in Botswana's capital, Gaborone, and reports.
Here in the central business district of Gaborone, Kabelo Mogwe, leader of the group Culture Spears, is performing one of their hit songs titled Kule Nyami. The song addresses themes of infidelity, adultery, and promiscuity among both men and women.
I'm talking about the shoes. Uh-huh. The shoes that were in by Kule Nyami.
And then who's Kule Nyami?
Kule Nyami is the man who's cheating me. Who's entering my house. You know, this is common in Africa.
Okay.
Everywhere you can see there's a cheater. So this story is about a man complaining to the wife that when I'm not there, when I'm away, there's somebody who's coming to my house.
This group appeals both to the old and to the young. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Culture Spears.
I want to visit Ghana because Ghana, I always visit some social media platforms, like I Google YouTube, and then I see how they live in Ghana.
Yeah.
I see Ghana people, they are very friendly.
Yeah.
I want to go there, social media, and then we teach them to love their culture.
And that report by Max Olagwegwa bringing us to the end of this afternoon's bulletin. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Sports Link with Nathaniel Atto.
If home is where the heart is,